John, are you more disappointed in the way the game ended or frustrated in the way the game ended?
Like, frustration is probably better.
Frustration with your team or frustration with the disparity?
What's the question you're asking?
Are you frustrated with the disparity in the number of penalties?
It's which game?
Tonight specific.
So, like, we play tonight's game and we take 6 minors. We put a skilled team like that on the power play for 11 minutes while our guys sit on the bench. And the story of the game is, hey, how great was the PK? But why is that story of the game? It should never be the story of the game. And that's right now. You wonder what's going on with the team and how we literally shoot ourselves in the foot. That's a big reason. And you just go through it. Like, you just go through a game right there where we played well enough to win that game. And especially in the third period, I liked how we managed ourselves. We had look after look, and you know what, they don't go. But you can sit here and say all you want, you took a penalty 2 minutes left in a tie game. But we took 5 before that. Obviously one was my fault. But you can't do it. You can't do it in this league. And you just go through our road trip. You know, Seattle, we took 5. Shocker, Vancouver, we took 2, and we won a 2-1 game. So it's not the PK that's the story of the game. It's our 5-on-5 game. And then you just go through it. Like, in Calgary, we took, or Edmonton, we took 7. Like, you got no chance. And we actually had a chance in that game. You know, Calgary, we took 5. But Winnipeg, game-winning goal. It's 3-3 game, game-winning goal. And we're not giving up in bunches, but when you have to kill that many penalties, it puts you, you're putting the game in the balance. And you don't want to see something like this happen, but it probably needed something like this to happen to maybe put the train back on the tracks.
Impressions of Brandon Hagel?
I love him. He was great. I mean, this is a tough game for him to play in because of all the penalties. And so he's probably going to find his way onto our penalty kill at some point here, but it's just, we saw it was great.
You look like you were kind of putting him in a few different situations there. Is that really one of the great appeals about him as a player, is how adaptable he is?
Well, we got to see. I've had experience with this, with you guys on the team, and when we got Goody and Coleman and all these guys before him, it didn't take one game, it took 10, 12 games to figure out what we were going to do with these guys. So it's, we got 20 games left to figure this out, but it's a good ad for us.
How much?
Before that penalty in the third, I mean, did you like the way you guys were playing, the push that you guys had in that part of the period?
Like I said, it was the fact that the game was still 1-1 at that point in the game with the way we were playing in the third. I thought, we started probably a little shaky in the third, but it's for a good 10, 12 minutes. I really like what we were doing. We had some unbelievable looks. And either we threw them right into them or we blew them wide. But that's sticking with the game because that is going to happen. And unfortunately, it was, the penalties just caught up to us.
Your 5-on-5 game as a whole, though, the rare times that it was 5-on-5, did you see enough or did you like what you saw in terms of building your overall game to some of the things we talked about at the end of the trip?
Yeah, you're playing a really good hockey team, right? We have the same amount of wins. So it's a couple of good teams. It was a great atmosphere in the building. It kind of had a little playoff feel to it, even though we don't see these guys that often. So I look at our game, our 5-on-5 game, and I look at the scoring chances and what we gave up, which wasn't a heck of a lot, and what we generated, which was pretty decent. You can take that all day. And when you continue to play into the spring, you're going to see games that are 1-1. And Rangers found a way to hang on, and we found a way to blow up.
Great.
Coach, if you don't want to answer this, I totally understand. When the first goal by the Rangers, looked like Vasilevskiy was impeded in the crease. Was it just a matter of how much?
No, it's a, that's, we're tic-tac. No, I don't, in the end, it's a 1-1 game in the third period, and you have to put all that stuff aside. So many different things happened in the game. That wasn't, you know, we saw one way rested, not a big deal. We get to the third period, game's in the balance, we're at home. We got to close out.